Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Episode of Good Day Health on the air right now. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Kent Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, here prepared to talk about all the research that's been done this week and published in the medical journals. Ken is not only an eminent cardiologist, but also an eminent researcher, does a lot of research with his patients down at the clinic in Florida, and certainly treats thousands of people every year for one form or another of heart problems. So he's an expert there, but he also is great to talk to and listen to when it comes to general medical questions because of the research done in part to benefit the listeners of this program. For now, let's get to some of the items here. Men and women, both the focus of our expertise here. Dr. Ken, I see that there is something on your mind from research that has been on our minds since my visit with you a couple of weeks ago, prostate items, prostate issues. And so there is the Journal of the American Medical Association treating the latest ideas for prostate cancer. What are we finding men doing?
Well, this is a study that looked at how our method of treating prostate cancer has dramatically changed since as recently as 2010. With prostate cancer, we're getting better and better with the initial diagnosis, Doug, of determining whether it's low risk for ending one's life, intermediate risk, or high risk. And what we're learning is the treatments for prostate cancer, surgery and radiation therapy, which have their issues, their side effects, and are not always benign treatments. When we have a diagnosis immediately of low risk, very reasonable is active surveillance, not going into immediate treatment. And it has shown that since 2010, only 16% of low-risk patients were treated this way, and currently up to 60% are. With intermediate risk for death from the initial diagnosis of prostate cancer, it's also changed. 8% going into immediate treatment, and now up to 22% active surveillance versus only 8% back in 2010. So again, we're watching these cancers, and men seem to be comfortable wanting to avoid some of the complications of potential surgery and radiation therapy.
So if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I've got this problem, Ken, what should I do? What are you going to advise, even though that's not your area of expertise, but people come to you all the time on telemedicine and into your office because they hear us talking about these things on the air, so they naturally come to you and ask you questions. So if I'm a patient of yours and I'm dealing with a prostate problem, what are you going to advise me to do?
Well, I'm going to advise you to go to a center that has high volume and is good at diagnosing and determining initially whether you're in the low, intermediate, or high risk group, and basically stage your prostate cancer and let you know exactly how malignant it is. And this is, prostate cancer is one cancer where some people have very slow growing cancers and some have rapid, and you want a center that's able to be able to determine which type you have well.
This is very important for all men over 40 to be aware of what's going on, what the prostate number is. Speaking from experience, it has been frankly a source of great revelation, and I have been relieved of worry when it comes to my prostate. I had a friend who died of prostate cancer last year. He had readings that were off the charts. 40, when the right reading is under 4, his prostate problems were 10 times worse than what doctors say you need to pay attention to. Unfortunately, my numbers have been below, well, the highest they've been is 1.5, I think. They've been 0.4, 0.6, 0.8 over the years, and actually the number, I think, went down this year in our test from last year, a couple of points. So,
yes, get it checked. I just got mine checked last week. Get your PSA guys done.
Yeah. You want to tell us what yours is?
It was 0.4.
Wow. You're better than me. Good for you.
No, yours was 0.4 also.
Oh, was it? I thought it was a little higher than that. All right, so there it is. That's for the men. Now, let's go over to the women's side of things for a moment, Ken, and talk about diagnosing breast cancer or breast symptoms. When we say breast symptoms, what are we talking about?
Well, these are pains, lumps, or discharges. This comes out of the medical journal Radiology. And what we learn is that for women with focal breast complaints, and again, these are issues with pain, lumps, or discharge, ultrasound seems to be an effective diagnostic tool. These concerns are frequent, and ultrasound is effective, Doug, as a standalone diagnostic method.
Mm-hmm. Ultrasound. I find, you know, I had ultrasound used on my shoulders when I had the treatment done. As a matter of fact, I just had an exam yesterday with that, looking at what happened with that PRP treatment on my shoulders.
Yes,
to try
the
to
follow up.
Take care. The follow-up was very positive. 80% improvement after 3
wow.
months. One side's doing better than the other, but it's a good way of, you know, you gotta, using ultrasound, like you use it in your office in the clinic there to measure the various, whether it's the flow of blood into your brain, whether it's the flow of blood around your mid-cycle, the mid-center, right, all of those little aortic...
Yes, we use ultrasound routinely in the heart, and we know it helps, and now we're learning it's a good standalone for the breast. But you mentioned something that I'm sure some of the listeners who didn't catch your earlier report about this PRP, and, you know, this is platelet-rich plasma. Just expand on it, because it's gaining popularity for conditions, sports injuries, hair loss, and Johns Hopkins pioneered all this. But just you apparently just passed by very quickly that remarkable finding.
Well, I was first told about my the person that I have as a physical therapist worked in a clinic. Spalding Hospital is connected to Mass General, so there's a lot of credibility there. And her earlier years were spent there watching these people get treated. So she said to me, you know, I've had really bad damage done to both of my shoulders, accidents on the farm and falling on the ice and stuff. So I was in pain all the time. And so this was something that I would try. And you go, it doesn't pay the insurance. The bright lights in the insurance business don't want to pay for it, but it still is something that you should invest in if you're in pain. Because I found they take the blood out of they take a big vial of blood, and they put it through a process. Basically, they whip all of the cells. They separate the cells so that the plasma of the blood is what's left. And that's what they stick into whatever area. Your ankle, could be your shoulder, it could be your back, your hips, wherever there is. Oftentimes it's a relief for people that have arthritis pain and damage from arthritis, but
right. If you have any sports-related injury or activity-related injury that has not healed, ask your doctor about this PRP. This is not alternative crazy ideas. This is being done at the major centers across the country. Penn, Hopkins, Mass General are all doing this, and it's seemingly having some hope where there wasn't any hope before. So if you are in that category, listen to Doug. He himself became a guinea pig and had a very good outcome.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, frankly. I had no expectations. I was told by my physical therapist that I was a great candidate for it, so I decided to try it. And it wasn't that expensive. It was worth every penny of it at this point because of the, I couldn't sleep well, aches and pains in both shoulders as I've ripped the tendons, and I have a big lump in my upper bicep because the bicep tendon had ripped away in one of the accidents from the upper shoulder deltoid muscle around the back, and between that and the rotator cuff, man, I fell off a truck 10 years ago and hurt one shoulder, and then I did the same thing. So both shoulders are equally painful, and this has done, especially on the one side, the older injury, it's very much a healing, and so...
So you know, at Mass General, Medicare didn't cover any of this, right?
Nope, no. They refused to do it, even though, as you just said, it's been proven effective by all of the mainstay hospitals, every single one of them. And for the usual reasons, you know, it'll be 10 years before these guys get on the train, it would appear. But it is worth it. If you're in pain, don't have the operation. There are a lot of people, they'll pay to have your shoulder replaced. They'll pay to have your hip replaced. But why would they do that? Instead, this is the idiocy of government. They'll pay four times what it costs to get the PRP treatment because they say that it's been proven. You know, this is the kind of nonsense that sends people into orbit. Why wouldn't you want to have a less invasive process to fix a problem rather than going to the nth degree? Do you realize how bloody and horrible a shoulder operation to replace your shoulder is and your hip? They take a chainsaw, for God's sakes, and cut your bones out, and there's blood everywhere. Why the hell would you do that if you could do something like what I have had done? So anyway, the point is that there's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Marketing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
After the hour now. Good Day Health. On the weekend, for the most part, a lot of people listen to this program toward the end of the week or on the weekend. Most of the stations that carry Good Day, the Good Day program, carry Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of the two aspirants who have lots of, in this case, Ken's got a lot of research background, and so we're focusing on things here during this hour of the program that affect you that come from the research department. Speaking of research, Ken would love to have your questions for this program, questions for Dr. Ken, and you can get those questions to us by dialing 855-999-3684. All right, let me repeat that number again. Questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken, who can also be reached at Lake Cardiology down in Mondoro, Florida for an appointment, telemedicine, or directly in the office. Office number is 352-735-1400. You wouldn't call that number to ask Ken a question. You can ask him yourself when you see him what your questions are about you. But in general, appointments easily scheduled, 352-735-1400. All right, I promised that we'd discuss the latest from heart attack focus of the what's going on in the risk department. You found out some pretty interesting things that are connected to flu.
Yes, getting the flu does not seem to be a mild issue, and one has to hopefully take more effort to prevent it. This comes out of the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases, which is currently meeting, and we learned that heart attack risk, Doug, in the six weeks after having flu significantly increases in risk. The heart attack risk actually rises sixfold in the immediate weeks after getting flu. This is a huge increase. So beginning about a week after you have your heart attack, for about the next month, you want to just do whatever you can to lower your risk.
Yep. All right. With the risk of heart attack in the focus, I see there's a stem cell injection, talking about PRP. This is the step up. Stem cell injections are the next thing you do after you have PRP. This research suggests that a stem cell injection to a targeted place of inflammation cuts the risk of a heart attack by 58%. Wow, this is very interesting. Taking a patient's stem cells and putting them into the heart. This would be someone, I guess, that is at risk, maybe heart attack in the family, that sort of thing. There are 6 million Americans that have clinical diagnoses of heart failure. And so the lack of blood flowing around, can you imagine using this? Have you ever suggested anybody use stem cell injection to fix their heart?
Well, I think this is the future. This is not yet ready for, the right corner time. Doctor's office.
Right, yeah.
But I think this is in the future. It seems to lower inflammation, especially in patients who have heart failure. Hopefully it could even replace muscle tissue damaged in a heart attack. But this is going to be out there in the future. Mm-hmm. You're not going to yet ask for it unless you're in a research study. But I think the future is going to be using these stem cells to help repair the heart.
Yep. All right, coming up next, a focus on marijuana information, the good and the bad, and maybe a little of the ugly. That's coming up in the next half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Tennessee Republicans voted on Thursday to expel two freshman lawmakers for breaking the Senate rules for speaking out of turn and using a bullhorn to join with anti-gun violence protesters during a session last week. GOP leaders calling it disorderly behavior.
Pursuant to Article 2, Section 12 of the Constitution of the State of Tennessee, I hereby declare Representative Justin Jones of the 57th Representative District expelled from the House of Representatives of the 113th Assembly of the State of Tennessee.
This comes after a 28-year-old transgender woman opened fire inside a Christian school in Nashville, killing six people. The eastern seaboard is getting slammed with storms that struck the Midwest this week. Heavy rain, hail, and wind gusts of up to 60 miles an hour are forecast in at least half a dozen states. USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The hour now, second half hour with Dr. Ken Kronos this week on Good Day Health. A reminder that the Good Day Health program and the podcast that goes with it, as a matter of fact, the most recent podcast that we have with Ken goes to the discussion of patient monitoring, the future of healthcare. We talk about remote patient monitoring and what that's all about. We also talk about candida infections and how it's becoming an increasing problem. We look at super bugs that are being spread by pets, that sort of thing. Lots of family-friendly information for you and your folks. The podcast at gooddayhealth.com. Dr. Ken Kronos, get them every day. You can find this online, gooddayhealthshow.com, or wherever you get your podcast. So help yourself to that information. All right, speaking of information, we were talking about hearts and the latest info on a couple of different aspects of treating heart problems. Now, there's a new study that suggests that high-salt diets are even more of a problem than has been thought. And we all know that we're supposed to limit the salt in our diet anyway, Ken, right? How does this add to that discussion?
This is an important breakthrough out of the European Heart Journal this week. And we know that people who have high blood pressure or heart failure, we urge that they stay away from salt, sodium chloride. But this study looked at people who have normal blood pressure and discovered that even with normal blood pressure, if you consume too much salt, sodium chloride, you're going to plaque up your carotids, the pipes from the heart to the brain, and plaque up the circulation to the heart. Both of these are the pathways to heart attacks and strokes. So the bottom line here is that we all, even if we have normal blood pressure, need to avoid that salt shaker. Look for other ways. You want to stay away from as much salt as you can, and use garlic, use vinegar, but try to keep it to, in this study, they recommend under a teaspoon a day, and just keep that salt shaker out of the house.
How do you measure, though, salt? Salt is everywhere. MSG, we all know that diets that we, stuff we buy in the store, things we have at restaurants. So you could say have a teaspoon of sugar, but I mean of salt, that's the old song, a teaspoon of sugar makes the medicine go down. I think this is, it may be a good warning, but very impractical in terms of its application, because again, who knows how to measure a teaspoon of salt?
Well, let's talk about it, because that's what they say in the study. But what we're talking about here is sodium chloride, not any of the other salts from chemistry that you're mentioning. And everything is labeled. You know, if you go to the restaurant, it may be hard to find the labels, but treats are fine. But everything these days are labeled. And, you know, I recommend that patients stay at 2,400 milligrams a day of salt, 2.4 grams. And if you look on the label, you'll see everything is labeled.
Right. And then, but you still have to have a calculator with you. Okay, so there's this many grams of sugar. Again, that's kind of unrealistic.
There is some work to getting good numbers and to staying healthy.
So who's going to do that? Practically, I know, but practically speaking, who's going to do that?
It depends how badly you want to stay healthy.
Well, okay, that's good to know. I think that there are people who say they throw their hands up in the air and say, huh? At any rate, okay, so that's the latest. Now, to turn this to the focus of your favorite diet, the Mediterranean diet, the latest news on that sort of underscores your focus, if you will, your support for the Mediterranean diet.
Yes, this is a study out in the British Medical Journal this week that Mediterranean and low-fat diets may increase lifespan. What they did was they looked at 40 published clinical trials. That's a lot of data. And those that tested low-fat diets in the study show that they helped prevent heart attacks and premature deaths among people at elevated risk. The benefits were even greater for people in trials for the Mediterranean diet. So a low-fat diet is helpful, but combine it with the Mediterranean diet and it's even more helpful. And again, you say, who may do this? It really takes work to be healthy. And that's really the bottom line here. Treats are okay. You know, you don't have to do this 100% of the time, but most people's health is not accidental. You know, you want good numbers from the lab. You want to see good numbers whenever you're checked. It takes work.
It does take work, and a lot of people, if you're invested in your health, you know, again, I would say from my own perspective, it's not Dr. Ken's job, it's not Dr. Jack's job, it's not whoever you claim to be, you're a doctor, there are many, you have your regular physician, and then you have the specialist that the physician may send you to, not their job to make you healthy. It's their job to tell you what's going on in your body and to give you options, alternatives for how to treat what's wrong with your body. After that, it's your life, it's your body, it's your health, it's up to you. So, yes, this is a fabulous, we're here to help you out as much as we can with all this fabulous information. But if you don't take action, if you don't heed what Ken says, take the directives and maybe heed the warnings, then, you know, you might as well not be listening.
You know, I can see it in my own results. You know, now the labs, they graph things over years and years. And yeah. When I started really following my own advice in 2014, and you look at my own lab results from currently compared to you go back 15 years, a dramatic change when I started really putting in all the effort to count calories, to get to the gym, and to follow my own advice, you can see my numbers have dramatically changed.
Yep. All right, well, there it is, a word to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronos at Lake Cardiology. Want to have a consultation with him? Help yourself. Dial up the office. Area code 352. You know it's Central Florida with that area code. The local number is 735-1400 for Dr. Ken. 352-735-1400. As we continue here, we'll be discussing marijuana, a couple of items of interest there. Right now, though, let me focus on your weight. If you're wanting to look your best now, it's springtime. We get into April and then May, depending on where you are in the country. You're outside running around. You have not a lot of clothing on. Jump into the water. You want to look your best, feel your best. Even if it's not concerned about what other people think you look like, be concerned about you, yourself, sort of following the line with what Ken and I were just talking about, your responsibility for you. So if you don't want to live long, if you want to be unhealthy, then probably you ought not to spend any time listening to me over the next 60 seconds talking about the value of getting on the Calitrin program. If that's the case, then I will start afresh for the people who are interested in doing the best that they can to protect their health, their body, the loved ones around them that depend on them. If you're not taking care of yourself, not only are you being selfish with regard to your own life, you know, your own life and longevity, but your children, your spouse. So let's get on the creative side of things. This is a drug-free, stimulant-free product. Weight loss is the number one issue here, and the weight loss formula, all natural, was born in 1997. Take advantage of it. Go online to the website toploss.com. You can look around at all the information. You can get a consultant like Elizabeth Miller, who you hear me talking to all the time, and she's happy to help you out. That's her job. So make yourself available and let them help themselves into your life with a quick visit to toploss.com. When you're checking out, by the way, use the code Doug. You get special deals on their 90-day supply of Calitrin, plus free shipping. All of it to aid you in your own quest to be healthy, to be the best you can be. Check it out, all natural Calitrin at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So let's talk about marijuana. I know you love talking about it, so there's a good story and a bad story this week. Let's talk about the bad stuff first, what marijuana legalization has, there are a lot of things that it's been responsible for. What's the latest here, Ken?
Well, this comes out of the medical journal Social Science in Medicine very recently, and what we learn is that in 4 out of 7 states that have legalized recreational cannabis, Doug, deaths from car crashes have risen 10%.
10%.
Correct.
Well, it's like drinking, right? I mean, in a manner of speaking, it's the same stuff, right?
Exactly.
Now, on the other side of the coin, I saw a landmark paper where evidence was collected on the implications of cannabis legalization and found that it's lowered the rates of suicide, lowered the rates of binge drinking, and has ironically, as it's used in teenage, I mean, exactly the opposite of stuff that you found. So how are people to believe one scientific research paper says one thing?
What's the reference on that? What's the reference?
The reference is, let's see here, Jonathan, this is a book written called The Righteous Mind, which goes through 36 different papers published in the last 10 years showing the societal impact of cannabis legalization. I'm sure it's probably somebody who is who is in the Journal of Economic Literature and therefore has a certain amount of credibility, I'm guessing. I don't know this particular journal, but it's another one of those journals. You can poke holes in it all you want, but people are going to read that and say, okay, well, I guess it isn't all bad. Also one of the things they represent is that the marijuana and has not led to opioid addictions and heroin addictions and that sort of thing, which is the complete opposite of many papers that you and I have talked about. So how do people know what to believe? I guess that's the question, right? Think about it. How do people know?
I would love to dig down into the objectivity of the reference, and that's good. But I think the use of cannabis for medical needs is a different issue than for recreational, and that's where I always draw the line. And certainly we need to keep the door open for medical uses, but it's the recreational uses that, you know, when again, you know, if you want to do it, you know, free will, and I'm as libertarian as anybody, but I just don't understand why we have so much effort to don't smoke cigarettes, but
right.
But
I'm with you on that.
But
yeah.
Recreational use of cannabis is okay, and I don't, that's the part that I don't understand.
Whether, again, we are debating something that we probably both agree on, I had considered at one time to put a cannabis grow on my farm. It didn't work out, probably for the best, because I don't use it and wouldn't use it. But the other side of it is it has helped a lot of people, and a lot of people swear by it. So
right, and the medical uses are important, and that's not what I'm addressing. I'm addressing the pure recreational uses and the health issues.
Yeah. All right, coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Past the hour now. Good day, health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus for an overview of some questions that have come in. By the way, reminder, if you have questions for Dr. Ken, dial them in. 855-999-3684. Try that number. If you have a question that Ken can address, we'll be happy to address it, by even if it's a good question and coherent, if you will. And I don't mean that, I'm not using that lightly to be facetious. There are a lot of people who call radio programs that are not particularly coherent. So I get your message into some solid form and then ask the question at 855-999-3684. All right, our first question here has to do with people who are at risk for having poor sleep. I guess the odds are not in your favor if you have asthma, Ken. Is that the correct approach here? What's the story?
Exactly. The BMJ, British Medical Journal, Open Respiratory research reported recently, Doug, that if you have a genetic tendency for asthma and you combine that with poor sleep quality, you dramatically increase your risk of getting asthma. So if you are dealing with asthma and this wasn't a problem in the past in your life, look at your sleep quality. Talk to a sleep physician if there are issues, because this may be an important feature in it. Can I just point out an important discovery this week that was reported that I want to make sure we have time for? Doug, what do you think the most important symptom is for older adults as a possible suggestion that there may be a chronic illness? We just talked about sleep, and that gives you a hint. There's one, it was reported in a big study, the Kaiser Foundation, looking at thousands of charts in older adults. There's one symptom that suggests there may be one of multiple chronic illnesses going on. What is that symptom?
Is it have anything to do with weight, being overweight, and the ramifications of that?
Well, that's that's weight is a sign, a symptom. The symptom is fatigue. And what they discovered is this is the most common symptom in many, many different chronic illnesses, from cancer, heart disease, inflammatory illnesses, blah, blah, blah. So unexplained fatigue is not something to ignore.
All right, there you go. And if you, that is, if you aren't getting good restful sleep, I think that's what Ken is saying, you better find out why. What's going on? Is it a psychological thing? Is it a physical thing? But without good rest, good food, good rest, good health. And if you lack good rest and good sleep, you're going to have bad health. That's pretty much the bottom line here. That's what I hear, Ken. Am I hearing myself and you correctly?
It is correct. It's not complicated. It just takes work to implement.
All right. Next item is a focus on moderate drinking, which apparently doesn't have any health benefits. There were a lot of people that have been saying for a long time that if you drink some alcohol a little bit every day, it'll help you live longer. Apparently, that's changed in this latest report, right?
Sorry, folks, don't shoot the messenger. JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Network Open. You know, a lot of people think if I just have less than that 1 ounce a day of alcohol, I'm going to live longer. This study showed clearly in thousands of patients that a little bit of alcohol did not help anyone live longer.
All right, a little bit of medicine helps. What is it? A little bit. Back to the little bit of sugar.
It may help. Oh, it may put a smile on your face, but it didn't help you live longer.
All right, here's a new drug-resistant bacteria that's tied to eye drops. That is, things that go through your eyelids. You know, one of the things during COVID was that people were saying the virus gets into your body not only through your nose and your mouth, but through your eyelid, or not your eyelids, but through whatever way stuff gets into your body, through your eyes. So this is their contaminated eye drops, apparently, according to the Center for Disease Confusion. Some deaths have been traced to this, and blindness. So, you know, a lot of people take, I started after I had my eye operation taking drops. I don't want to do that anymore. Is that intelligent or not?
You're talking about Pseudomonas infecting some of these sources. What you want to do is just, once you open them after 30 days, you should get rid of them. And also just keep aware of the reports that they are becoming infected. But use a good source and don't keep them around for more than a month.
There you go. Advice from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684, 59 past the hour.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.